Thank you. guitar sounds, but they'll be going like on the string, but just like barely hitting it each time, so it just sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Does it really?
I think so.
Like even when you're driving in the city and stuff?
Like, well, I mean,
I mean, I know you can push it.
Only if you keep it up that. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wondered, because I was like, when you have like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, like those aren't really designed to go into second until you're like, what, like 40 or 50 probably or something, right?
Yeah. Like the gear is, well, no, they're designed to go into second. Like, because they have so much torque, you can go into second like once you're moving, basically.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, if you're in a hurry, you know, shift when you get pretty high RPM. You know, you'd be going 45, 50.
Yeah. Like, hey, put the screws in on the drums, too.
Huh?
Good idea.
Oh, yeah. Was it you who was doing that?
No, I was surprised you don't, but they had a twist that would a spike at the end of the drum, like at the end of the leg.
Yeah, actually, maybe these do too. I think if you take, maybe you take the.
Yeah, you pull it out and you pull it up, and it actually has a little spike in it.
Thank you.
sucks is that I bought some oil filters for this, but it turns out that the R4O cooler is where the filter is. So that uses the filter from a TT.
Thank you.
Lights are sweet though, man. That one time it was awesome because you went to do a change right when it changed to red.